You're listening to the Driving Confidence Podcast for drivers who want to be calm and confident on the road. We will be sharing tips, stories, and advice to beat driving nerves and anxiety and build your driving confidence. Whether you are just starting out as a learner or have had your driving license for years, if you want to transform how you feel about driving, this podcast is for you. Why is it that we think that creating an action plan is so important?
Well, first off, an action plan is a strategy or a course of action that you can take. That's the meaning in the dictionary. You know, if you looked it up, that's what it means. So when you look at that for yourself, it's basically a course of steps that you're going to take to reach your goal. And that's why it's really important, because you want to achieve your goal. So how do you get there? And creating an action plan is a wonderful way to do it.
Yeah, no, this makes sense to me, because you can't create an action plan while you're driving. You can't do the two things at the same time.
No.
If driving is what's causing you to feel nervous or to feel anxious, then actually you need to take the driving out of it while you're doing some planning and preparation.
Yeah, and you might well do this on your own. You might well do this away from the car. If you was doing it with your driving instructor, or if you're doing it with myself, you're not doing it in the car, you're doing it online. So wherever you're doing it, you're not actually driving, but you're giving yourself the real time to think about the steps that you're going to take.
Yeah, and because you're not driving, it means that you're going to be more logical, because you're not going to be so emotional about it. You're going to be able to look at it from a clear perspective, with a clear head, so to speak.
Yeah, and that's what you need to, really, because you might think, oh, I need to pass my driving test. So what I need to do is have lessons, and then driving instructor tell me what to do, and I'll be able to pass my test. Well, that's not really an action plan, because it's got no formal steps in place of what you need to do. What are you going to do in those driving lessons? And this is where the process needs to be thought about. You really need to think about what needs to be done to achieve your goal. There might be a number of steps you need to take for each separate goal. So you might think driving on dual carriageways might be at the moment really scary. So you might need to, do you know what? I just need to drive on one and come off one. But then you might need to drive on them at busier times. So there'd be two steps for the same topic.
Yeah, we talk a lot, don't we, about baby steps.
Yeah.
What do you need to do first? What is the smallest manageable step? What's the first baby step, with nothing being too small or too insignificant? Because then you're building. Every time you achieve a step of your action plan, that then leads you on to the next step.
Exactly. And this is what steps are all about, isn't it? It's a bit like going up a ladder. You wouldn't, you know, one, two, miss a few. It's going to be a really big step to take in that scenario. So if you can make little manageable steps, it's going to make it easier for you. But you'll also be able to realise the skills that you needed to complete that step that you can then use for other steps on your journey.
Yeah, I mean, those early steps are the foundational pieces, aren't they, that will help you. So using as an example, moving off and stopping, you use that all the time. So once you've nailed that as an early step, that helps you to do everything else.
Exactly. You know, it could be traffic lights.
Yeah.
You're the first at the traffic lights, and I know we've done an episode on that. But you can use those same skills again. With creating an action plan, yes, it's great to do it, but it's also got to be done by you. It's got to be created by yourself.
Yeah, because otherwise you're not going to buy into it, are you? You're just not going to feel ownership.
And that's where it is. You need to take ownership. So you feel that you are moving in the direction that you want to, at the speed that you want to, and have the understanding of why you're doing each step along the way.
Yeah, so that you're ready for each next piece.
Yeah, and this is what it's all about, isn't it? You get to a certain stage where I'm ready for the next one. I've completed that stage.
Yeah, definitely. Now, planning, for me, it's a pen and paper. But also planning can be talking out loud with a coach like yourself, or with your driving instructor, or with whoever's helping you out with your driving.
Yeah, there's so many different ways to create an action plan. You might be a very visual learner, so doing something like a mind map is a fantastic way. Some people call them spider maps, whatever you want to call them. But it's a way of getting your thoughts onto a bit of paper so you can see clearly the steps that you're going to take to get to your goal.
Yeah, I think it is important to get it out of your thoughts, to get it out of your head. So whether that's writing it down or verbalizing it, because it just helps you process it in a very different way. I'm just going to jump in here to let you know about our Drive Calm Journal. We've created a 12-week prompt journal to support our listeners to take action and improve driving confidence. The journal includes questions, prompts, and exercises to create an action plan and an opportunity for reflection afterwards. Search Drive Calm on Amazon to take a look. We hope it helps. Thank you for listening. Find out about the different ways that you can work with us on our website, www.confidentdrivers.co.uk, and begin to transform the way you feel about driving.